Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this first entrepreneur track in the Tech Days. My name is Ben Picard. I am in charge of the Microsoft Innovation Center, and it's a great pleasure to have been invited this year to be part of the biggest Microsoft event, the Tech Days. And we have set up, thanks to Arlindo, a new track in this big event, which is a track for young entrepreneur. I know the one who knows what we do. Microsoft is, of course, more and more busy also with creation of startup, mainly supported in Belgium through the MIC network, which exists in Wallonia, in Brussels, and very soon in Flanders. And we have set up a track today where you will have different session to talk about the opportunity to create your own companies. Some of you I know have done it already. We have some participant of previous boot camp. The agenda for today, we'll have the pleasure in 1 minute to have Tom Palmaerts, who is a trend watcher. We had the pleasure to welcome last year in InnovatMIC, the Microsoft Innovation Center event in June, and he's back. He talked us about the Y generation last time, and he comes now with some interesting trends for the coming year, so I'm looking forward to hear from him. Then we'll have a panel of speaker talking about the mobile opportunity. And after the lunch, we'll have three group of speaker. I have a small word about lessons that we can let's say conclude or find after five boot camps in the mix. So about 100 startups have been working with us, and there are some foundation that we can understand and take out of this. And then we'll have two mentors we use in the boot camp. Roald Sibberat, who is a well-known activist in the entrepreneur world in Wallonia, Brussels. And Roald will talk about new business model, which is a key fundamental when you create your company. And then Leo Exter, who is, I would say, is equivalent in Brussels, but he's mainly a well-known guy from the Beta Group and also from WeStartup, his own company. He's a coach for startup, has invited a few startup, four or five of them, to give example of pitch of what young entrepreneurs are doing today in Belgium. So these are good example of young startup in current environment. I will not mobilize the floor, and I have the pleasure to invite Tom to give him the floor. Whoops, we have to switch the PC, suppose. Mix, voilà, here we go. Tom, floor is yours.
Thanks.
Welcome to this first entrepreneur track.
I'll have my headphone. Yeah. Thanks, Ben. Hello, everyone. great for me to be here. I think my session will be the weirdest of all because I'm not that nerdy. I will give a very open session about youth, about evolutions in society and trends, of course. I'm Tom. I'm a trend watcher based in Ghent. I work for Trendtools. We do research in all Europe. We do research in all Europe, and we focus on three things. That's first is trend research. It's not. It's about the next 5, 10 years, not further. Second of all, we do zeitgeist research. That's just a noun. What's happening now? What do people like now? How do they think about a brand? How do they think about an advertisement, and so on? And then third part is the implementation. It's actually helping brands and companies and governments towards the future. So at the end of last year, we created this poster. It's a drawing based on our trend report for 2012. Those are nine trends. God's a DJ, God's a designer, micro business, Do It Together, Inspire the World, Dream Ocean, Closed Networks, Safety Rules, Circle of Food, and the last one, Selective Luxury. I can't do them all. I have an hour. Actually, that's already a lot, because last time it was 40 minutes or something. So, but I can't focus on them all. So I have to flow through them, and I'm going to focus on the designing part, micro business, Dream Ocean, Closed Networks, and Circle of Food. So I will be here for the rest of the day. So if you have other questions later on about other trends, just ask me, no problem. All right, let's start. First one, God is a designer. I'm in my 30s, but when I was younger, I went out, and then there was a band called Faithless, and they had their song, God is a DJ. Well, I think if they have to remake their song, they have to call it God is a designer. And why is that? Well, there's something weird happening. Since 2008 in Belgium, youngsters are on Facebook. I think you were all at the end of 2008, maybe the beginning of 2009. Some of you may be even not on Facebook. Who's not on Facebook? You're a trendsetter, you know that. but at 2008, something changed. People are looking for content for their wall. So if you're not on Facebook, it's a bit weird to think about, but it's like that. People travel not because they're traveling; they just look information to put on their wall. It's something changing in youngsters' minds. We could do research on traveling with youngsters for the city of Antwerp, and what do youngsters like? What they want to hear? What do they want to experience? Well, they want to experience something that they could put on their Facebook wall. It's very easy. So. Actually, if you're doing something to youngsters, you just have one question. Are they going to put it on Facebook or not? If they're not going to do it, then you have a problem. It's like a problem for schools. Yeah, I'm in school. It's something you don't do. So, for some companies, it's also really interesting to see who's on Facebook from your working people. Because if they're say that they're at work, then it means that they like their work. If they're not putting something on Facebook about their work, then actually they're not like their work, so maybe they just have to go. It's weird to think about it, but it's interesting. So we're going to put a lot of things on the internet, and of course it was text, and there were pictures, and there's movie, and more audio, and we have some tools for that, and so on and so on. But it goes far, and actually it's not a problem because it's after. But youngsters are smoking less, so actually Facebook is a new smoking or something like that. Is it more healthier? I don't know. But it's a change. We're checking our Facebook after sex. And actually, more than 80% of the youngsters are checking their Facebook before breakfast. That's also weird. Because when they go out, they kiss a girl. They go home. They sleep. They wake up. They check their Facebook. They check the Facebook profile of that girl. And it's listed as single. Well, then they have a problem, because was it real? Does she really mean it? Was I maybe just too drunk? Did I dream about it? What happened there? So, actually, if it's not there, was it real, actually? It's weird to think about that. So, brands are helping people to put things online. I think you just have to give them content, because they're not creative enough to think about content. After a while, if they have a lot of brands that they can use, then they start to create themselves. So they're creating a lot of things these days. Why? Because, well, you get more comments. If you buy yourself a cupcake and then you give it to a girlfriend or a boyfriend or friends, whatever, will you have comments? No. They will say, well, thank you. And they're just going to eat it. If you create your own cupcake and then give it to a friend, they will say, wow, and they will take a picture of it and they'll put it on Facebook. So if you create something yourself, then it's more shareable, then you get more comments, and then you get more famous. And that's actually what we all want, isn't it? But the problem is that we all want to be a little bit more famous, but we're not creative. Well, some of you are. The most of youngsters are just not creative. We did a little research with 1,400 youngsters at an event. And when they came in, they had to choose between 10 pins, badges to put on. And that was something that it's something from them. So I am creative. I am... I'm very smart. I want to have children, and so on and so on. 10 things. And after 50 minutes, all the pins with "I am creative" were gone. And all the rest, they didn't touch it. So youngsters, they want to be creative, but actually they're not. So what did we see last year? Yeah. It's the same, planking. So if you give them like a very small concept of creativity, then they will like it and they will jump into it. And that's all the online memes, freezing, this laser diving, and so on, falling, awling, planking, and so on. It's all just little creative concepts where people can have the idea that they are creative. And that they will have like a group of people commenting on it, and that they will be a little bit more popular. Creativity is something that we admire and that we are looking for. That's why a lot of online tutorials are becoming really, really great. Some tutorials are more popular than really, really big video pop artists. So there's a shift in YouTube where you see that more and more videos that we are seeing are just tutorials. It's just education. Actually, education is kind of cool, but not in schools, but online. And they have something in common. They are very passionate, the new teachers, very passionate, and they teach something in 3, 4, 5 minutes. They'll talk, yeah, they'll talk, but not a lot. They show a lot. It's really important to show people how they're doing it. And at the end, they ask them to do it better. And that's why that teacher will become the pupil, and they can start teaching each other. God is a designer, and designer is a teacher. And if we are teaching, and if we are trying to be creative and try to create things, then you'll see that more and more youngsters are starting to get interested in little shops, little micro businesses. I've started to tell this 2 years ago, and then always has the same question, but what about Belgium examples? And there weren't much Belgian examples, but now you see that there are youngsters 12, 13, 14, 15, 60, 70 years old, and they're all creating their own little business. It's becoming very interesting, and it's not only fashion, it's everything. When I was in Helsinki a month ago, we were talking about rebellion, and a guy who was 21, he said to me, well, my act of rebellion is just to start a company. They have the idea that they can start a company, whatever they like, because they are very creative. They are creating stuff. They gave a lot away. They gave to friends. But now that they want to earn a bit, it's getting younger and younger. It's interesting to see. Pavements, that's for Facebook. It's a tool where you can create your own shop in 5 minutes, and you have your statistics in it. It's very interesting to see. Just 5 minutes, and you have your own shop. But there's something about Facebook that I don't like. We're all the same, and the timeline have changed a bit, but we're all the same. And if you see that a lot of youngsters are trying to be creative, or even trying to build their own little company, little business, then you want to be different. And then you want to be someone else. So that's why Facebook isn't a really great place to be. And then there are other places where it's getting interesting, like this Flavors. It's very easy to create your own websites. That's what a lot of youngsters like. Just few clicks, and then very easy, very beautiful kind of website. And they have Flavors, but they also have Goodsy. And Goodsy is the same thing as Pavement. Just in 5 minutes, you have your own shop. But it's beautiful designs, and it's away from Facebook. But you can, of course, connect to Facebook, and you do different things together. But it's your own place with your own visions. God is a designer. What does it mean? That we are more and more interested in the process of creating, because we want to learn it. And the process of creating is becoming a possibility for new rock stars. Actually, if you go to a festival these days, what you will see rock bands and you will see DJs. But in the near future, we will see just creative people on stage doing their thing. Creating programs, creating a fashion photo, creating like this in Cut and Paste Festival, creating a flyer, a poster, or maybe creating a table. It's also possible. Or what you see is, latte art, the coffee. You can have your coffee just like that. Or you can have latte art. And that's something very beautiful. And we want to see the guy creating the latte art. That's the cappuccinos and so on, but done really, really beautiful. So what we'll see in the near future? Well, festivals where we're just going to watch people creating coffee. Or we're going to watch people creating a little software tool or a little virus, doesn't matter, just watch people creating things. So if you create your own new bottle of wine, doesn't matter, also think about the creative part in it and do it open. Let people watch you create something new, designing something new. Those are new rock stars. It's really great. So God is a designer, God is a DJ, but also a designer. The second one, what I would like to talk about, is DreamMotion. DreamMotion is the combination of dreams and motion, movement, but also slow motion. It's dreaming. It's living in a very fast world, but having slow dreams. So slow dreaming in a fast-moving world. That's a bit abstract, maybe, so I'm going to focus on that. You're here. Thank you very much. You're still here. Also, thank you very much. But in December, we're all going to die. But we'll keep on going, doing the same things. Everything is okay. But it's something that it's working in our minds somehow. Like it's gonna be the end of the year. It's gonna be the end of the world. It's the end of the world as we know it. Huh? That's what something that REM already sang about. But it's the end of the world. That feeling. Maybe 2012 is kind of the same feeling that we had in 1999. So there's something going on. We don't know what it is, but there's something big going on. And if you ask youngsters the last 5 years, what you think about the future, then they all answered, well, the future is fucked up. The world is not okay. And then if you ask, well, what is it about you? Then they all say, well, that's okay. The world is fucked up, but I'm okay. I will have a wonderful wife. I will have a lot of children. I will have my house. I will have a lot of money. I will have my own car, and so on and so on. So they had a really great vision on their own future. But that changed 2 years ago. It was a very small group. And last year, at the end of 2011, we saw that group becoming really, really big. So last 2 years, we were talking about the possibilities of hacktivism, of youngsters being rebellion against a system. And a guy who told me that my act of rebellion is to start a company, he just said, well, I will not listen anymore to my parents or to my teachers or to the government. Why? Because they had it wrong. They did it wrong. So I can't learn anything from them. I have to rethink everything. And then you see this kind of pictures, of course, but also in fashion. You see this. You know what kind of fashion designer it is? It's a famous fashion designer of Antwerp with a beard. Walter, yeah, it's Walter van Berendonck. And if you saw his fashion during the last years, he was very happy. It's all happy fashion, yellow and pink and smileys in it. And then this year, at the beginning of this year, he came up with this, kind of aggressive, kind of frustration that's in it. Like, we don't know what's going to happen, but it's not okay. If you look at pop culture and youth culture, you see this type of people coming out. MIA, she's a very interesting lady to take a look what's happening in the underground rebellion culture. And she did this movie 2 weeks ago in Saudi Arabia with cars drifting. And all women riding cars because they're not allowed to drive there. But this is okay. This is all kind of rebellion. People want to change and a change is okay. But this is something that we see in the same time happening. A lot of youngsters are becoming more and more cynical on the future. Like, who the fuck? What? I don't care anymore. This is a very, really, really famous brand in the Netherlands called Nicholson. Nicholson. And how do you call Bond in English? Furry? This is real furry. This is really from animals. And when I asked them, why are you wearing it? Then I said, well, it's beautiful. Okay, right, but it's real. It's not fake, it's real. Yeah, I know. And? Well, it's an animal, and I was a bit shocked. Yeah, who cares? The world is coming to an end. I don't gonna mind about some animals. I don't care. And this is something that you see becoming a little bit bigger. So this is the negative talk of this morning. So I'm now going to skip and I'm gonna wave for it because this is a group and it's growing big. But there's something else happening, the rebellions, but also a group of people who are trying to find a way how to deal with it. And then you come to a DreamMotion scenario. DreamMotion where you're having dreams, and dreams are always soft focus. You don't see in detail. We see in technology that a lot of things is focused on self-quantification. Quantify, like Nike running and so on. Quantify yourself. But we don't want to have that realistic view in the future, because if you have a realistic view in the future, then we'll know that in some cities you have 2 chances out of 3 to to lose your girlfriend. So you will not invest in future marriage, because actually you know that it will come to an end. So you have to dream about love, and you will need those damn romantic movies to have a dream about love again. So we need soft focus. You know who's this? James Blake? Who knows James Blake? A few of you. James Blake is a really great pop artist, and he used silence in his music. Silence, and this blurby picture. We don't want it realistic. We want a little bit of blurb, soft focus to have a dream, and that's why a lot of people are talking about back to basics. We want to go nostalgics. We want to listen to 80s music. We want to play Super Mario Bros. But that's all bullshit. Because actually, well, maybe I can be nostalgic about the 90s. And some of you can be nostalgic about the 60s or the 70s. But the youngsters today, they're not nostalgic. They didn't know what happened then. The only thing that it's always coming back is that the easiness of life. They had a lot of choices. It was more easy to live. So if you think about the nostalgic trend, the vintage trend, then it's going back to basic, actually, as is a trend. Think about what is really important for you. A lot of youngsters are thinking about in the future working only 4 days out of five instead of full time. Actually, some girls told me in our last research on love and sex that they would really like to have a boyfriend, a husband, that, because 90% still want to marry, a husband that is able to work 4 days out of five, 2 days out of five, if it's necessary. If there's a child, and so on and so on. So we want to return back to the basics of what we really need. First one, family. Family is becoming really, really important. Of course, in fashion, it's the same. Like if you have just one jeans, that's really important, like Levi's 501, well, you just have to choose one jeans. That's it. We don't want to have all those choices. We're going back to the little basic things, the quality of family of a brand. But it's not back to basics. It's forward thinking. If we think about going back to our family, then we can handle the future. So you go back to the basic of a product quality, to have a longer, sustainable life. In a dream ocean world, there's a lot of beautification. It should be beautiful. And it's really important. Like, this is the latte art, what I told you about. Don't give me just a coffee. By the way, my coffee at home is much better than your coffee you're giving me at this moment. So give them something really, really beautiful in design, in service. Do it like a specialist. Experts. Knowledge is downloadable. It's okay. You find it on Google. But like the really expertise of doing something really beautiful, something that is really worth sharing, that's what they like. If you just give pisang and you give juice and you put it together and you have pisang ambong and you give it to someone and you ask €10, then he will draw it in your face. You have to be a mixologist. A mixologist is a scientific idea about cocktail shaking. You just have to do it very slow. Just like this, do it like it's really, really scientific. It's a scientific process to create a cocktail. Don't call yourself a cocktail shaker. Call yourself a mixologist. It's the same thing as God is a designer. People are looking for the process, not actually the product, the process of creating. In a dream motion world, we need silence back. Everything that helps to give youngsters a little bit of rest, a little bit of silence, that's something that I like. You see it in design, in architecture, you see it really becoming a nice way of thinking. Because if you think about youngsters, you think about, for example, like media, then you see like flashy lights. If you think about disco, clubs, you see very fast music, and you see very, very, very fast lights. And you should stop thinking like that. No, focus, relax, make it softer. In our research in youth houses in Belgium, it appeared that youngsters don't like rock bands. No, just live concerts. Stop it. If you want to go to a live concert, go to Brussels, to the IB, to Ancien Belgique or something like that. But don't do it in a little youth club. No, because it's too noisy. You can't talk anymore. There's a really great new club in Barcelona called Mas Mas. And the weird thing about the club is there's no music. And in the beginning that it started, everybody was laughing with it. And now it's really become a great success. Silence. Give people a little bit of dream motion back. If you go to, if you look at on a visual way, visual culture, what we see happening in subcultures, not mainstream culture, but subculture, that they are creating movies in slow motion. Look at this one. Right, so after God is a designer, for me dream motion is a really important trend. Not something just for 2012, but it will keep on going. Just people really like the very fast world that they're living in, but at the same time searching for silence, searching for dreams on the future, searching for examples that it's okay, that we can handle it, that we can deal with it, that it will be okay. The third one, I already asked you who's on Facebook, and who wasn't on Facebook, so actually a lot of you are on Facebook. Who's on Twitter, by the way? You've seen the hashtag of this Congress, you've seen mine at Palmarts, so you all know that you can talk to me. I will respond, I will definitely do that. But do you know a network called Path? Yeah, who's on Path? Stand up, because I don't see a lot. Stand up. If you're on Path, just rise. 1, 2, 3. That's all. All right. I'm really looking forward to how it will evolve in next month and years. Actually, last year I said that it will be one of the fastest growing networks of 2011. I was wrong there. But I still believe in a network. And maybe not Path, but the idea of Path. What is Path? Path is a social network where you can have in the beginning only 50 friends. Now it's 150 friends. But it is focused. You can't have them all. The problem about Facebook is that you have likes as much as you like. So actually your like doesn't mean a thing. You can like everything you want. Friends actually doesn't mean a thing either, because you can have a lot of friends. Doesn't matter. But that moment, if you have to rethink who you are going to be your friends, like in Path, you only have 150 friends. And for some of you, that's like a lot. But if you have like 1,000 friends, that's like not a lot. So it's 150 friends, that's not much. You have to rethink who's in it, and it will be a very closed network. And actually, what this trend is all about is that you're going to curate by unsharing. You will not share everything anymore on Facebook. You will think in the future on what you will share. And I will give a few examples of it. Some of you might be very interested in food and beverage, food and drinks. And some of you will take like almost every day a picture of food. But that's just spam. And the same thing happens when you have the age about 25, 26, and a few of your friends are becoming parents. And they will start to put pictures on their wall of their children. And in the beginning, it's almost every day. And that's just spam. Because it says to you, like, here, look, I'm happy, and you're not. Because you're actually still single, and you're 33. Get a life. But in the same time, for those young parents, they will see that the people who are actually single are really happy because they are partying every weekend or having friends over or doing things that they're admiring and that they're like, God, shut up, you child. I just want to go snowboarding again. So you have like this frustration and too much spam. And so we're looking for new ways to share and little networks. This is one example of like a nice network in food, like Nosh. It's always the same. If you look at a new network who is creating, it's very focused. It's just one group of people. It's not for everyone. Just one little group of people. And, well, the websites are all the same. Just a video and how to check in. There you go.
Hello. I like to eat. It's Saturday night, and I'm out on a date. Neither of us have ever been here before, so we don't know what to get. Thank you.
I try the spaghetti with meatballs, and my date tries the tortellini.
Okay. That's the worst food I've ever had in my life, and I'm pretty sure she's going to be sick. This date is over. My friend Pierre tells me about this cool app called Nosh.
Bonsoir.
Merci, Pierre. I'm not sure this kind of thing never happens again. Using Nosh, I can see where my friends have been eating, see what they think of the food. Oh, see, that looks pretty good. And I've never heard of that. Anyway, it's Tuesday, and now I'm on a date with the hostess from the other restaurant. We've never been here before, so we use Nosh to see what's good. Goat cheese pizza. All the stars. 2 goat cheese pizzas, please. Thank you. Now, that's the best food I've ever had in my life. This is going pretty well, too, so. Now I use Nosh to rate and review the food, tell my friends what I thought. Goat cheese pizza.
5 stars.
This pizza is...
So, my friends have been following me on Nosh, and they want to go out and eat with me all the time. So here we are. It's Friday night. Eddie's got the beet salad. Martin's got the goat cheese pizza that I recommended.
Oh, hello, Pierre.
Who invited Pierre?
Will it become big? Well, I don't know. I'm not going to tell something like that anymore. But the idea is, again, really great. So you have just a focus on a specific network, a passion network. And you give people the opportunity to come together and talk about it. It's a closed network. You can... As a customer, you can go to a consumer, you can go to a new network, but you can also use a few other networks like Twitter. appears that a lot of teenagers are entering the Twitter world. It's weird because actually 3 years ago I said that it's not something for teenagers. So again, I was wrong because actually they started to love it. Maybe it's Justin Bieber. But it's also the idea that it is closed. You have a possibility to have a little closed network. And that's something that they like, they're not using the open network. And actually, if some of them using the open network, they just don't know it. You see, like for the same story in the Netherlands, and actually, they didn't know it. So they all went out and closed their Twitter profile. It's just with teenagers. I think for us 30, 40s, to be open is more interesting, but they're open on other networks. So this is something else, and this is something that I like. Actually, if you look further, what does it mean for other possibilities? You have to think about quality, not the number. The number isn't important. Google already exists. So if, like this, True City from Nike, if you want to go to Madrid, check out True City of Nike application. And there you will see five people who really like Nike, talking about the great places to visit in Madrid. Actually, if you're a fan of Nike, maybe you're a runner or you're a sneaker lover, and if you heard those five stories, then will you know enough? You don't want to read the Lonely Planet or Trotter or other traveling books. It doesn't matter. Just those five people telling you a great story, telling you where the sneaker shops are, where great places are to run, what you can visit, what is a nice gallery with sports possibilities. Doesn't matter. All those stories, just five people. Google already exists. So think about just the quality of a network of people coming together. And here you have that example of Path. What you had in the beginning 50 and now 150. It's a little video of it. We'll see what will happen. But the idea of those kind of networks are really interesting. Just, you don't have to have 1,000 friends. No, just 50 or maybe 100 friends, that's enough. And with those 100, you can become better. In the role of God as a designer, you will become better. If you just ask on Facebook, like, here is a text I wrote for a magazine, what do you think of it, then they will just like it. But if you're in a little network of friends of you who are also writers, then you will have comments where you have something with, then you can do something with it. And you see that on really different levels, from youngsters who are creating their own little networks of people, to companies who are creating networks just for fans, just really small groups, to really have that great answer, that great ideas, the creative process of doing things together. Not to the whole world, because if you do it to the whole world, then you get a bunch of critics and just people who are liking it, but not something that you can do with it. So those, what happened to the screen? Oh, here we go. Like, for instance, if you take a look at restaurants, and you think about this closed network idea, and you think also about DreamOcean society, where you just need dreams again, where people need a little bit silence, then you have this type of new restaurants. This is a restaurant in Barcelona, and I always forget the name, so I'm going to read it. Tintoreria Dontel. Well, actually, you don't see it. You just walk through it. It's very closed. You have to be in a database with your fingerprint. So actually, it's a little washing saloon. You just have to enter the saloon, and at the back you can have your fingerprint against the wall, and then it will, and then you can enter the restaurant. So it's very, very private, very closed. This is a restaurant, but you have these examples for parties. There's a club in London, and you have to be creative, otherwise you will not enter the club. How can you prove that you're creative? Well, the club owner will know you if you're creative, something like that. But there are parties in Ghent, Brussels, all coming up, and they're very, very private. Why? Because we want those closed networks again. Very local or very passionate networks of people. So, the last, I think it's the last trend I would like to talk about is circle of food. Actually, it's there are a few meta trends going on here. It's the we're looking for how the process is. We want to know how something is created. Think about Coda Academy. It's in the new education system to code. It's even not nerds can now learn how to code, just thanks to Code Academy. Just, I don't know, 50 minutes, half an hour every week, and you can learn how to code. So we're more and more interested in the process. We're interested in a little bit of more of transparency there. We're really like great design and how something is built, and that's beautiful, and that gives us dreams instead of the realistic idea about the future. And we want to have a little bit of silence. And actually, circle of food is also in this line of thinking. If you eat something, that's great, but in the same time, you know that there are a lot of people who haven't got the money to have a decent dinner. So, why not something like this? It's a burrito. And if you eat a burrito, actually you're supporting local farms. So actually you're not eating, you're supporting. Come on, keep on eating. Because you're really good if you eat a burrito. If you buy yourself shoes, then there will be somewhere in the world invested in drinks, in water, or in a tree, or doesn't matter. All those type of ideas are coming. Actually, health is also becoming a really important issue for youngsters. When I was young, I listened a lot to this guy, Morrissey, and he always said meat is murder. But that's not why health and vegetarianism is important for youngsters. It's because of health. It's about the idea of health. Actually, in Belgium, only 3% of youngsters are vegetarians. But if you look at the part-time vegetarians or the cheatarians, youngsters who are vegetarian but also eats from time to time meat, McDonald's, then you'll see three things. First, they'll say, well, why are we eating less meat? Well, part one, because of health. Two, environment. Something Al Gore didn't tell us. He didn't tell us, but environmental issues about meat is also important. And three, and that's something weird, because it's just very, well, it's just very great food, vegetarian food. You have more choices. Those are the three main reasons why they're eating less meat. So we want a little bit of knowledge about our food, a little bit of more transparency of what actually is this that we're having now. Why not this type of food? Then you'll see what it is. But then, well, it's just consuming. Why not creating? Because God is a designer. We all want to be creative. And actually, if you are creating your own a piece of vegetable, well, then it's more shareable. Then you get more comments. So more and more people are interested in farming. Worldwide opportunities for organic farms now have already more than 40,000 fans on Facebook. But it's really, really farming. But of course, the city farming, urban farming are things that we'll see more and more. And actually, last 2 weeks, some journalists interviewed me about this topic, and they all had the same question: When will it come to an end? Like it's a hype, isn't it? It's something that we'll hear about next month, and then it will go away. So actually, it's not that important. Well, it is important because we see those two things happening. On the first basis, more and more people are more interested in how food is created. They want to know where it's coming from. They want to have more a dream ocean view on food, like it's okay to eat. And the second wave, that there more and more innovation is coming from companies like Philips. A lot of companies are investing in how to bring farming to your own house, in little vertical gardens, or even gardens in your own house, like in your at the wall in your besides your TV or something like that, or in your kitchen. So you have those two things happening, and it will, in my point of view, will be something that we'll see in the next 10 years, not just only this year. And actually, this is farming, but there's something else going on too. That's hunting and fishing. And actually, if you think about, again, Dream Ocean View, it's a fast world. Of course, it's a fast world. But we're looking for a slow motion part in that world. So if you go fishing, if you go hunting, that's slow hunting in a fast moving world. You have to be, you have to focus for a while. Consumers like to go back and take a look at it. If you get yourself a latte art, for instance, a coffee, then you will look at it and you will enjoy the moment. And that's something that we're more and more looking for, not just consuming. Just think about what happened there. So why not tell how the food is going there? Why not hunting with your customers? This is about the food, but I hope that you can, that you're smart enough to think about what does it mean for my own future business. Because things are shifting. So you get things that, actually 5 years ago, if you thought that, then everybody was like, no way that is going to happen. But why not? If more and more people are interested in designing, more and more people are interested in creating food, in farming, in hunting, why not have parties where people are just eating? Where farmers can come together with hunters and come together with cooks and come together with some artists and so on, just to party. It will be another style, other kind of parties. It will be more slow motion. It will be more relaxing, and will be more talkable, because more and more people just want that face-to-face communication back again. So it's really interesting to see. And I wonder when the first food raves, bigger food raves, will be in Belgium. I hope it will be in the summer, but we'll see what will happen. So, those were four trends out of the nine, I think. And it is an hour, so I have 10 minutes for questions, if you like. And otherwise, there's a coffee break. Are there questions? No, everything clear? Yeah.
Do you have insights about the way they work? I've seen recently somebody I worked with who is just quitting the company and say it was great time, great company, I love the guys, and he's going somewhere else, and I don't know why, but don't know where. So what do they think about the relationship? We know it's less strong, the relationship to the company, so it's more changing. So do you see most of them changing like every 2 years and the whole market going like that? Or do you think at one point it can slow down and maybe they want to settle?
The question is, there's a guy you met and he was leaving a company after 2 years or something. But actually, it was a great company. But then again, he changed. You see, in the times of changing, you see always two types of people. And I think those two types of people are going away from each other. The first type, who likes change for change and who's looking for opportunities. And the second part of people who doesn't like the change and who are settling themselves. And you will have this group going farther away from each other, but at the same time going really, really clear what kind of people you are, what kind of mentality you have. So at the same time, you will see more and more youngsters skipping from the one company to the other and always thinking about how to create my own company. That's something that is in their back head all the time. And the other side, you see that more and more youngsters are interested in studies like education, hospitality, and so on, to have a steady job. So we'll have those two groups. Which one is better? I don't know. It depends on your own company or your own mentality. Do you have just people working for you? Then yeah, it would be great to have like those type of youngsters who have the mentality to settle, to work. If you want to be an entrepreneur, if you want to create something new, if you want to be a little bit, if you want to change the world, then you will need that group of youngsters who are jumping from the one company to the other. And that's difficult for you. If you're a big company, then it's okay. Then you can think about a process woman or man, someone who helps you in the process of your work, and think about new opportunities for you and how the company can answer those new questions. If you're a small company, then it's more like a problem. So we'll have a lot of jumping around of youngsters, and you will have to deal with it. I think, but it's my little opinion. Like, if you starting up something, and you have like those entrepreneurial, creative youngsters around you, give them the opportunities to be also entrepreneurial, been inside your own little company. that they can think about new ways, new opportunities. So the backside of their head, like thinking about their own company, let them create their own company inside your company. And that's something you can experiment with. Yeah.
Actually making the world faster. But the trend of slowdown, yeah, really
technology. Well, some technology can help us to slow down. For instance, if your choice architecture of your tool, of your product, is very easy, then it will give people a moment to a more relaxing feeling about it. Actually, the if in designing a new product, you can do a little bit of education how to use it, but you must not think about like that little book. How to use the product? Because if you need to read a book, then you're just focusing on nerds, but not on the mainstream group of youngsters, and they will need like a softer focus. And then, Dreamotion Society slowing down. I always said that people like the fast line of the world, but they're also looking more and more for a little place to be in silence, to dream about the future. So actually, technology that goes really, really fast is okay. I haven't said that technology will stop or that youngsters don't like technology anymore because it's too fast. They really like their fast world, but at the same time, they're looking for more and more slowing down movements or surroundings where they can slow down. And technology can help in that case, definitely.
What do you think about education? I mean, schools, universities, if that generation is moving faster and faster in the companies or thinking about and those trends, how should or will education evolve to meet that kind of profile?
How should education I think education has a big problem. No, it really is. And in Belgium it's kind okay. But if you look at England, going to university is it's becoming very, very expensive. If you look at the Netherlands, the north, then a lot of universities have really problems with their image, because last year there were a lot of example cases that prove that youngsters can buy their paper. I think education has a problem because the world changed a lot and education isn't changing. And there are a few trends happening there. For instance, a profit way of thinking about education, private education, is the idea of private education is becoming bigger and bigger. Actually, I wouldn't invest in schools anymore, from my personal point of view. If you have money to invest, don't put it in a school. Put it in an application that helps people learn. Because we see that there are a lot of really, really great applications starting, websites starting, with great education tools where education can only dream about. Also, you'll see that in some countries that education is that expensive that some are thinking about, actually, if I do this, will I earn a lot of money to pay all the costs back. And some say that there isn't a second internet bubble. No, the next big bubble will be education, because if you will not earn a lot of money, then you can't pay all the debts that you have from studying. So actually in Belgium it's quite okay on that part, but worldwide you see that this is an idea that is becoming bigger and bigger. And in Belgium there are a lot of universities think about to raise their the income, because it's impossible, because everybody is studying. So you have those different trends in education. But my advice to schools at this moment is to think about what's really important. You have a class, and a normal class in Belgium is 50 minutes. Tell your story in 5 minutes, and then you have 45 minutes time left to do fun stuff. Youngsters have only two moments in a day stress, and that's at home and during school. So they really need, in a DreamOcean society, they need their moment to relax and to think about passion, what they want to do. Do they want to start their own business, or do they want to learn something creative? And it doesn't matter. You have to think about this, like how can we deal with it? So maybe just focus again on what's really, really important, and tell this in 5 minutes, so then you have time enough. Because they all have less, they need more time to do everything. But they have a problem in education. So answer it. Let's deal with it. I think profits can earn a lot of money on education. Another question?
How do you feel about the disappearance of ownership?
I think that's cool. I think usership is one of the biggest trends for the next 10 years. That's one of the, if you think about what it's going to change our world entirely, then this is one of them. It's not for my generation or for your generation, because we're really into material. But then again, we're also changing a little bit. But youngsters who are used to share the things that they really like the most, the fashion and music, two main topics, and their identity, third topic, then they're used to share. They're not used to ownership anymore. And in the beginning, it's only entertainment, but you see that this is happening on different parts in our work, in our life, from actually car renting, in Zipcar, for instance. Or think about bicycle renting. You don't have to own a bike. You just use a bike whenever you like. But the problem is that a lot of these things, like think about Brussels and their biking rental. They have a few parking spots where you can go to and grab a bike. And then you have to ride to another parking spot where you have to put that bike again. And that's okay for you, but not for youngsters. They just want to use the bike now, and they just want to leave the bike where they are now. And then there are a few usership companies coming up, and they use the idea of parking spots, bikes, with your mobile. So you just unlock your bicycle with your mobile. You drive wherever you want to go to, then you just lock it again with your mobile phone, and then you go to your party or to your friends, doesn't matter. And someone who's walking in the neighborhood and just need a bike, they just watch at his mobile phone, like, oh, there is a bike. And then he can go to it and opens it with his mobile phone and drives away with it. And you see this happening, these ideas happening in Zipcar, for instance, in London, the car industry as well. You see this with people are swapping clothes, people are swapping material, because there are a lot of products that we really, really, really like, and that costing us a lot of money, but that we're using like a few hours a year. So why not share it with a lot of people? So if actually people of before it was in their 40s, in their 50s, they kind of have a lot of money. And youngsters now, they're used to a certain form of luxury. But they're starting to see that they can't have the same luxury as their parents. So they will have to rethink consumerism. And sharing is one possibility of new consumerism. You can buy the best product, the greatest product, the best brand, but you just have to share to lower the cost. It's difficult to think what direction it will go to, but it will become bigger and bigger and bigger, and not only for the music industry to be on Spotify, to just don't own a CD, but just to have access to music, but it will enter the whole world of business. Another question? No, then there's a coffee break. Thank you very much for listening. And the poster you can just download on our website. If you have more questions, you can mail me or Twitter me or just find me there with a coffee. Right? Bye-bye.